They're perishing now. They're perishing now. Yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The mission trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Lassley. In the 24th chapter of Matthew, and the 44th verse, we find these words. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Now, it's one thing to talk about being ready, and it's quite another thing to have your affairs all taken care of in such a way that you are really ready for the coming of the Lord. Some folks may say, what do you mean by the coming of the Lord? I mean just what this scripture says, which I've just given you. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. I've chosen to bring you a newspaper account of the life of the great-great-grandfather of Brother Curtis Williams, who now lives in Clearfield, Kentucky. I especially want you to notice one incident in particular. But here it is, and I quote, "Everybody Loved Uncle Robin Green of Elliott County" by Helen Price Stacy. Everybody loved Uncle Robin Green of Elliott County. There was that time in Cincinnati when he was put in jail, so let's say just about everybody. But what would you have done had you seen walking toward you on a Cincinnati street a man in white robe and Roman sandals, a long shepherd's crook in his hand, and a white beard that fell to his chest? Robert K. Green and his wife, Marinda Workman Green, both were born in Virginia. Robin, as he was later known, was born June 10, 1811, and Marinda on May 24, 1819. Robin was the son of James Green, Jr., who was scalped and killed by Old Chief Binge while on a hunting trip. Robin and Marinda were married in Russell County, Virginia, and after the close of the Civil War, the couple and five of their six children traveled to Kentucky and settled at what is known as Green, Elliott County. Their son, David C. Green, was sheriff of Elliott County years ago. Uncle Robin was decidedly religious, and in his fervor wrote a book called Primitive Truth. In his spiritual belief, Uncle Robin tried to be Christ-like in everything he did, and starting from the inside out, he clothed his heart and soul by going about the countryside doing good, being kind where kindness was needed, being generous where generosity was required. When he got to the outside, he did not stop there, but discarded the dark, heavy clothing of a Kentucky pioneer, and in its place donned white robes, sandals, and allowed his beard to grow untrimmed. It was not unusual for neighbors to see Uncle Robin emerging through the early morning mist on his way to sit at the bedside of the sick or to attend some religious meeting to gather in the lost sheep. On his daily jaunts about the countryside, he carried his shepherd crook, made with a forked end, and with it swept snow or dirt out of the way of his sandals. Having written his book, Primitive Truth, Uncle Robin knew that was not enough. He had to have his book published for all the lost sheep to read. So one day, clothed in his white, his sandals, and carrying his stick and manuscript, he walked from the county to Greenup, where he got on a boat to Cincinnati. Things did not go too well in Cincinnati, where he was placed in jail. Gotham was not used to seeing Christ-like men walking down the street, but most cities, towns, hamlets might have reacted in like manner. When Uncle Robin was released and started on his way home to his familiar Elliott County, it was on a Sunday. Now, Robin observed the Sabbath wherever he was. Shortly after leaving the boat, he came upon a small country church, door open, and congregation seated listening to the closing remarks of a sermon. The preacher had asked the question, "How many would be ready to meet your Savior should he come right now?" Almost every hand in the room was raised. At that moment, Uncle Robin, white-bearded, white-clothed, and sandaled, walked through the door. Descendants of the old zealot say the preacher was the first one out, breaking a window. Only one woman remained to greet her Savior. In 1869, the book was published. Robin lived out his days in Elliott County, working for his Lord and Savior to the end, continuing to devote his life to doing good, being kind, and compassionate of the frailties of his fellow man. He was buried on a high, gently sloping Elliott County hill on the farm of his son, David C. Green, his wife by his side. But, as the old man believed, who is there to say he is not walking the streets of gold, robed in white, and sandals on his feet? End of quote. Now, friends, what do you think of that? Do you suppose those people who raised their hands in the church that morning actually thought that Christ was going to return that soon? Well, I doubt it. And what do you think of the preacher that presented the question to the congregation? It looked rather bad for him to break a window to be the first one out. Do you suppose he thought that Christ was going to catch him unprepared? Do you suppose when the Lord really does return again that he will find a lot of folks not ready? I'm persuaded he will, my friends. And in that number, isn't it quite likely that there may be some preachers too? I would say yes. And now, will you listen to these solemn words once again which Christ used to exhort his disciples? Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Now, dear ones, let us not be among those who procrastinate and think, "Oh, well, I don't need to change my life today. I'll wait till some future time." We do not know neither the day nor the hour in which our Lord shall return. He left us his word that he was coming. And of course the angel said that he would come in like manner as you have seen him go. Let us not be among those who are careless and slothful and unconcerned about our Lord's will and commission. But may we take it to heart and be found doing what he left us to do when he does return. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, since we know not neither the day nor the hour in which you shall appear to call the world to judgment, to reward the saints, and to send forth everlasting punishment against the wicked, we pray that you would help us to be ready each moment of each day of our lives. Bless the broadcast to the good of all who hear, and to Thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. And may I remind you that this message has been brought your way over this radio station by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. It is our sincere desire to exalt the Christ of the Bible and to present Him to those who need Him most. If you'd like a copy of the message today, you may have one free of charge by requesting it. Address your letter to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. And of course, may I also say that we certainly appreciate those who cooperate with us from time to time to make this message possible. May the dear Lord, in His own way, richly reward each and every one of you. And of course, for that which is accomplished, the glory and praise belongs unto God Himself, because we believe that He's able to supply the need and to fulfill His will in the lives of those who are willing to give themselves wholly to Him. Here's a song, Heaven's Jubilee. The singers are Waldo Eck, Edwin Eck, and Nita Eck.
Sunday morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, headed for the Jubilee yonder in the skies. What a singing, oh, what shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall loudly rise. Oh, what glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Seem that now I almost see all the saints in bed, riding for that Jubilee that is just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, change with them to be all the living saints to fly to that Jubilee. What a singing, oh, what shouting, on the happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. When with all the heavenly hosts we begin to sing, singing in the Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join the song, with them we shall be, praising Christ through ages long, heaven jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on the happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky.
And now, this final scripture beginning in Luke 21:34. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Now, friends, I hope that these scriptures and these thoughts may cause each one who hears the broadcast to think solemnly and to be sure that they've made preparations to meet the Lord. Now, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with each of you. Be with us again next Sunday at this same time on this same station for another broadcast of the Mission Trail. Very cheerful. Goodbye.